Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is June the 1st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job chapters 25 to 27. Are we worthless or unworthy? We read in Job chapter 25 verses 4 to 6 like this. How then can a man be righteous before God? Or how can he be pure who is born of a woman? Even if the moon does not shine and the stars are not pure in his sight, how much less man who is a maggot and a son of man who is a worm? Bildad's brief speech, which is the shortest in this book of Job, emphasizes the greatness of God and the nothingness of man. He responds to Job's argument by praising God and harshly debasing humanity. And his brief parting shot is a summation in which he celebrated the loftiness of God and acknowledged the lowliness of humanity. God is the all-powerful, omnipresent sovereign of the universe, whereas humans are sinners of such impurity that God in his holiness cannot look at them. When even the moon and the stars are not pure in God's sight, what hope is there for man, a mere maggot and worm? It is important to notice that Bildad was making a statement about people's moral standing before God, rather than the relative worth as creatures. Scripture supports Bildad's assertion that no one is pure who is born of a woman. Sin pollutes every one of us, so that from our earliest days, our lives are corrupted by evil. Even our faltering attempts at righteousness are nothing but filthy rags. Our fallen condition makes us unworthy to stand before a holy God. Yet, though we are unworthy, we are not worthless. We have been created by God in His own image, which establishes our inherent worth and gives us dignity. He sent Jesus to rescue us from sin and retrieve our humanity from corruption. And when we turn to Jesus for the forgiveness of our sin, we become children of God and fellow heirs of Christ's glory. As humans, we are not trash, but we are in trouble because we are captive to sin. However, God has provided a way of escape from this problem. Through Christ, He promises to make us into the people He created us to be. The true knowledge of God should lead to humility, which is a refusal to trust oneself for fulfillment of needs, but instead turning to God for help. We should understand that our own righteousness is a vain hope. Instead, we need to believe that only Christ's imputed righteousness can allow us to stand before God. As we read in Romans chapter 8, verses 3 and 4, the words of Apostle Paul, "For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit."